Two bills will be proposed this session that hope to put an end to meth labs in the state. One empowers pharmacists to turn away suspicious customers. The other makes drugs containing pseudoephedrine prescription only. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Drew Dodlin reports.
Harry Webb's Family Pharmacy in Rochester, Indiana has something you won't see in many other pharmacies. A sign behind the prescription pickup counter that reads, "We are proud to be part of the solution to reduce meth manufacturing in Fulton County."
We have no money. We're not a big, you know, this is a Citizens Action Committee, has no funding from anybody. It's just all grassroots effort.
Like many towns in Indiana, Rochester has been fighting a growing meth lab problem. Indiana has been number one in the country for meth lab seizures for a number of years, and state officials expect it to remain number one for 2015. It's a relatively new problem. In 1995, 6 meth labs were found in the state. Last year, there were nearly 1,500. Those numbers shot up because of the one-pot method, a way to cook meth in small batches that uses more easily obtainable ingredients. Pseudoephedrine, a decongestant found in some cold medicines, is a key ingredient. Efforts have been made to ensure pseudoephedrine sales are going to the right customers, but they aren't foolproof. In 2006, the federal government enacted the Combat Methamphetamine Epidemic Act and put the drugs behind the counter. Indiana took that one step further in 2011, when it began tracking and limiting pseudoephedrine sales. But state meth lab seizures increased the following year, in 2012. Delaware County Prosecutor Jeff Arnold, who works in the county that consistently seizes more meth labs than anywhere else in the state, says the state's efforts actually made things worse.
And here's why. You are a meth cooker. You have reached your limit of pseudoephedrine that you can get for the year. I'm a friend of yours. I've tried meth. You either pay me or give me some of your product to go out and buy pseudoephedrine so you can cook it. As a result of that, you teach me how to cook meth.
Those friends are what are known as Smurfs. Smurfing networks often go out in groups, hitting pharmacies one after another to gather as much product as they can. Back in Fulton County, pharmacy owner Webb worked to fight this, and he got an ordinance passed that mandated pharmacists have a conversation with customers to steer them towards meth deterrent alternatives. It also enabled them to refuse the sale if there's reason for suspicion. It's proven effective. Pseudoephedrine sales in the county have dropped 50%.
You know, I've seen an impact on what it's doing to our community. You know, it's costing our county millions of dollars. There's another argument going around, well, this isn't going to end meth. And no, this isn't going to end meth. And yes, the Mexican cartels are going to bring meth into our area. This issue is trying to end meth labs.
Senator Randy Head has now authored a bill that would essentially turn Fulton County's ordinance into statewide law.
Well, I think it's important we do it all over the state. If we leave someplace out, that's where all the Smurfs are going to go.
Head's proposed bill is based on legislation passed in Arkansas 4 years ago. The results there have been dramatic. Meth lab seizures before the bill were over 300 a year. 4 years later, those numbers dropped 90% to just around 25. Chief Operations Officer for the Arkansas Pharmacists Association, Scott Pace, says there was pushback at first, especially from big retailers.
We certainly had some pharmacists that said, look, we don't want to deal with this. This has caused a problem for us.
Pace says years later, most seem happy with the results. The second bill aimed at meth labs in Indiana this session is backed by House Speaker Brian Bosma. It would make pseudoephedrine drugs prescription only. Similar bills have been proposed before and failed. Prosecuting Attorney's Counsel Executive Director Dave Powell says they didn't pass because of misinformation.
But some lawmakers here in Indiana want to limit our access to the cold and allergy medicines we rely on because a few criminals use it to make meth.
Powell says rhetoric attacking the prescription-only bill, like this radio ad that played throughout December, typically references cold medicines, as in all cold medicines, and that these prescription-only bills only seek to cover those with pseudoephedrine.
This is about greed from the pharmaceuticals and retailers, you know, because they create this message that creates fear, and it's not an honest message.
People proposing both bills say they would support the other if theirs falls through. The common sentiment between them is that when it comes to meth labs in Indiana, something needs to be done. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Drew Dodlin.